It's now time to talk to the head coach of the Siena Heights Saints University football team. His name is Matt Cohn. He joins us on our studio line. Good morning, coach.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. And, you know, John, coach is an avid listener of the show, and he caught my finessed segment.
I saw that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I don't know if he was impressed or, you know, unimpressed, whatever. We have to talk about a football game that happened this weekend right here on the Cave. It was number 5 Indiana Wesleyan coming to town, taking on the Saints. And it was not Siena's day as they fell 22-6. Coach, can you give us a rundown recap of what went on this weekend?
Sure. They're a good team, as advertised. Whenever you're ranked in the top 5 in the country, you're a pretty solid football team. And they came in with one loss on their record. It was actually to a Division I team in Valparaiso University. So we knew they were a good football team. And, we, in terms of us, we just certainly didn't play very well. I thought our defense, however, played outstanding. There were a lot of positives to take away from the game, limiting them to right around almost 200 yards total offense was just a tremendous feat by our defense. And offensively, it was kind of a tale of what's happened to us in our losses. Had some really bad turnovers, turning the ball over in our own red zone, just setting up scoring opportunities for the other team, early and often, unfortunately, led to some scores for them. But, I give a lot of credit to our defense. We were able to limit those early turnovers to field goals. To give us a chance, have us hanging around a little bit. We had the game at 16-6 at one point in the third quarter. So, we were right there. We were in striking distance. But ultimately, just made too many mistakes to beat a very quality opponent.
Yeah, when if you look at the box score, like I'm doing now, you went with all three of your quarterbacks. They all played. I'm not sure the circumstance behind all three of them in there, but you had Lehman, Miner, and Justin McCown taking snaps for you. What was the thought behind that?
Injuries. Ryan got knocked out of the game. I believe it was the first our first possession, the second quarter. Came down, got tackled on a scramble, and came down with his throwing hand caught between the ground and his face mask. Yeah, it was pretty nasty, and couldn't grip a football, as of yesterday, that couple fingers on his throwing hand have really ballooned up. So we'll continue to monitor him and see if and when he can get back to gripping a football. Unfortunately, Hayden also came in and was hurt. He'll be out for the rest of the season. More than likely, we'll have a surgical procedure in the offseason to correct some things that were going on in his knee and his ankle. So we were down to our number 3, Justin. Justin played the entire second half for us. And I give Justin a ton of credit. Here's a kid getting his master's degree, hasn't taken a snap all season, has been an awesome teammate, has been a signaler for us, and has been there to support his teams. And he got a shot to come in and play. And he did some pretty solid things, Unfortunately, when he got in the game, we were down a couple scores, and defensively they were kind of sitting back in some soft coverage and weren't giving Justin much. It looks like we're going to be rolling with Justin this week, as the other two, Ryan and Hayden, are going to be unavailable, and he's off to a good week so far. Had a good night of practice last night, and looking forward to taking this journey down to Indianapolis with him.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier for your team. And, the game I broadcast on Saturday, we were kind of in the same situation where, our best players had to play their best, and then our best players got hurt. It's hard to, make adjustments like that going up against a really good opponent, a nationally ranked opponent. I'm looking at your defensive numbers, and I am shocked, Coach. Who is this Cole Merlin kid? I've never heard of him before.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is pretty good.
He's pretty good. Yeah. He's a pretty good player. Huh?
Yeah, 12 tackles, 1 for loss. I mean, he just keeps getting it done.
He does. You know, our D staff did an outstanding job preparing our kids. I thought our kids were very inspired to play. The focus, the effort, the energy was all there. You know, and in large part, from a defensive standpoint, the execution was there. You know, they're a really good team. You know, they don't turn the ball over on offense, which is why they're sitting there and, you know, top five in the country with one loss. They're just a solid football team. They don't do necessarily anything that is going to wow you, but they don't screw it up. They're going to wait for the other team to screw up, and then they're going to capitalize on those screw-ups. And, you know, in the game of football, there's certainly something to be said about that, and they do a really nice job.
Coach, with going back to Justin McCown as your quarterback, are there any things, without giving away, you know, the entire game plan, any adjustments that what are you going to do to kind of give him some help scheme-wise and play-calling-wise?
Yeah, Justin is a lot different from Ryan and Hayden just in terms of his skill set. You know, he's a bigger guy. He was a kid that initially had backed up, if you remember, Shane Morris back mm-hmm. at Warren D. LaSalle way mm-hmm. back in the day. He was his backup. So he comes from a really good high school program. He then transferred over to Sterling Heights Stevenson so he could play his senior year. You know, didn't want to continue to sit. And he's started for us a couple games in the past, going back to our abbreviated COVID year. He had a start in there. So he does have some playing experience. Just going to have to get the ball out of his hands quick, you know, get some more three-step game in there. We're expecting a lot of man coverage from Marion this week. So being able just to process some information quickly, our receivers getting off some press coverage and being able to get the ball out of his hands quickly this week, I think is going to be key. Out of all of our quarterbacks on our roster, there is no doubt Justin has the strongest arm. You know, if you would watch any of our kids do 7-on-7, you know, you'd sit back and say, wow, you know, this kid can really gun it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just about processing that information because, you know, the game moves a lot faster than it does in practice.
Sure.
So just trying to simulate that speed for Justin this week in practice, doing some more things against our starting defense just to help him out with that speed, I think is going to be key for him and his success this weekend.
Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn joining us inside the cave. We'll talk about Marion in a second, but something notable last week, it was your last home game of the season, and one of our coworkers was driving by the stadium on Saturday, and he said, that parking lot is packed of Saints fans there. Could you talk about that and then sort of, you know, the support that you've been given all season?
Yeah, it's been outstanding. You know, our home games have been terrific. You know, we've also had an opportunity to play some quality opponents at home. So they've been some pretty big games at home. We had 18 seniors or redshirt juniors, kind of a combo there, all get celebrated this weekend. You know, guys that have put a lot of work into this program, some of them even 6 years, you know, with the COVID year. So it brought back some nostalgia for sure, you know, remembering these guys on their first recruiting visits and seeing them walk out with their parents, kind of reminiscing a little bit with those folks before the game. It's always a special time when you get to honor those young men and their families on senior day.
So real quick, Marion on taps this weekend. You know, what are you looking for in that contest?
You know, they're a powerhouse in the NAIA, you know, having won a couple of national championships a few years back, you know, top 10 ranked team. I think this week they were entered the week at number 8, if I'm not mistaken. And they're very similar to Indiana Wesleyan, where they're very, very sound. They got really good players. They do a really good job recruiting the Indianapolis metropolitan area, kind of dominate that area in recruiting. So we're going to have to go out and play certainly better offensively, play cleaner on offense to give ourselves an opportunity to hopefully win the game in the fourth quarter. You know, our defense continues to play great. Would like to see our defense force a couple more turnovers, which has kind of been the Saints' Achilles heel so far this season. You know, we are right now, I guess you would say, minus 15 in the turnovers, you know, which, you know, equates to in eight games, we're giving the other team the ball almost twice a game instead of getting the ball once or twice a game. So just got to play cleaner, got to possess the ball a little more, and put our defense in better situation.
So the Saints embracing the underdog role as you take on Marion this week. Chris Renwick will be on the call for the Cave. And we've been talking to their coach, Matt Cohn. Coach, thanks again. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks for the time, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Good luck, thanks. Matt.